warned that states that had done this in the past have had problems with excessive secrecy, with insider dealing, conflicts of interest, with resistance to accountability and oversight. Whenever you privatize a place where government is giving money to companies and you make that system less transparent and less accountable to taxpayers, mischief ensues. That's just what the history tells us.
In Wisconsin's case, there is the added dimension, or so it seems, that the governor himself is the chairman of the WEDIC board. Is there potential for conflict in that role, do you think?
Yeah, we recommend against governors having complete control of these boards. We think there needs to be more arm's length distance, and that helps on the ethical oversight issues. I have looked at the Legislative Audit Bureau report, and I'm just stunned. I can't believe how many things they're doing, elementary errors they're still making.
And what are some that simply leap off the page?
They all add up to such bad record keeping that the Audit Bureau could not evaluate the effectiveness of the programs. That's kind of the acid test about like junk in, junk out. If you're not watching the store, so if you're not requiring companies, many of the companies, to file performance reports, which is what they found, less than half of required performance reports getting filed. If you're not independently verifying or randomly verifying the reports, which they hadn't run any independent verifications for 6 months of last year. You don't know if taxpayers are getting a bang for the buck, and therefore it's impossible for the auditors to come and look over your shoulder and say whether these programs are actually working. The Audit Bureau also found deals going to companies that should have been ineligible, to projects that were ineligible. This is one of the most damning audits I've ever seen because there's so many different elementary errors going on here.
There were also staffing issues with WEDIC that have been publicized. The chief financial officer resigned his position. A replacement resigned after one day to return to a former employer. The public information officer with WEDIC has just resigned. When there is a series of personnel issues like this, what does that indicate to you?
Well, this indicates that the board's not doing its duty. You know, if this was an audit of a private company, you'd wonder why hasn't the board resigned en masse. Bottom line is, board has oversight over the executives and the executive personnel policies. If you've got inappropriate people being hired, if you don't know how much people are getting paid or the benefit levels they're getting, then the board's not doing its job.
One of the leading reasons for the formation of WEDIC, many believed it would streamline the efficiency of creating business and, for that matter, employment here in Wisconsin versus the way things had been done with the State Commerce Department. What do you make of that assertion?
This streamlining justification is used often. It's being used right now in North Carolina as that state debates whether to privatize economic development as well. And I'm aghast when I hear this because we all know that states have changed drastically in their behavior towards site location consultants and companies asking for information about, you know, workforce and utilities and all the land, all the things they need to help make their decisions. If your public agency lost a deal in this day and age, given the big cultural changes that have occurred in economic development in the last 20 years in this country, then you're just incompetent as a public administrator.
As an outside organization looking in here, albeit an outside organization that has quite an interest in this issue, I would think, of WEDIC because of the report that you wrote back in January of 2011, what would you recommend to leadership here in Wisconsin with regard to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation?
Given the fact that the board seems to be kind of thumbing its nose at a lot of the existing statutory requirements, missing numerous statutory requirements about the way the programs are supposed to be structured and overseen, I think there's only two options here. One would be to go back and overhaul the statutory structure of WEDC to make it much more independent, to restructure the board, or, you know, 86 the whole thing and make the whole function public again. Just acknowledge that this was a failure.